Country Bob FM. Bob Almanac, Bob FM, Bob Morning Show. Here we are. Welcome and thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
Today's Almanac. It's Emancipation Day today. We're going to mention that during the Almanac. But first, before we do that, we need to do an Almanac salute here this morning.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Oh, my goodness. There he is, Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket, actor R. Lee Ermey, dead at the age of 74 over the weekend, his manager announced on social media. He went on to a pretty good acting career, and again, basically they brought him in on Full Metal Jacket basically as a consultant. He wasn't going to play that role, and then he was so good at it, they gave him the role.
Wasn't he a real sergeant?
Yeah, he served in Vietnam. He is a real, they brought him in as a consultant.
Right.
Because he was a real military sergeant and officer. And some of his lines, obviously we can't play everything that he said in that movie.
No.
It was quite salty from 1987. But he was in Mississippi Burning, Dead Man Walking. He was in Seven. And then he had his own show. He did some shows, like he did Mail Call, and he was good at that too. But he passed away. He was 74. He had pneumonia. For actor R. Lee Ermey. One of a kind.
One of a kind guy.
Right?
Yep.
And thank him for his service too.
For sure.
Monday, April 16th, 106th day of the year, 2:59 left to go. They are celebrating Emancipation Day today in Washington, D.C. That is why your taxes aren't due until tomorrow.
That's right. Local holiday there.
The 15th on a Sunday, and then today is Emancipation Day, so tomorrow. And the reason they do that is because this was the date that Abraham Lincoln signed a bill into law ending slavery in the District of Columbia, 1862. 1881, Dodge City, Kansas, your guy, Bat Masterson, he fought his last gun battle. And a lot of guys fight their last gun battle. Why?
Because they get shot.
Right, they get shot and they die.
That's it.
He just retired. He just walked away. I mean, he lived, I think, another 20 years after that.
Hung up his guns.
He said, I've had enough of this.
Yep.
And, of course, there was a show. It was loosely based on Bat Masterson. Is that right? You remember watching that?
Yep.
Who starred?
Yes.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I see him in my mind. I'll do a little fact-checking.
1900, on this date, the first book of postage stamps issued. 2-cent stamps available in books of 12, 24, 48. Huh. I do the automatic kiosk now, Neil.
Oh, you do?
I just walk in, and it's right there. I don't have to get in line and just, slide your card through there, do a swipe or the insert, and you get as many as you want. And it's really not a book anymore. It's more of a page.
Yeah.
There's stickers on a page.
I get them at Coburn's.
So,
At their service counter when I'm in there.
You know, you can buy them elsewhere, like at Walgreens, but then you're paying an extra cent or two.
Do you?
I think. Maybe I do at Coburn's, too.
I think
the one time, it's right there, but doesn't Coburn's have, isn't that an actual post office? Don't they have the U.S. Posts? Do they have the U.S. Post Office logo and sign up there? Because there are some grocery stores that have that.
Okay.
Where it's an actual post office, U.S. Postal Service. The ones you buy at Walgreens, they don't have a Postal Service stamp on them. They're just selling them. And I think.
So they make a little profit.
The one time I did that, I do think that they do up the price a little bit to get a little profit out of there because they are. It's taking up some of their counter space there.
Sure.
So that was 1900. 1912, the Pittsburgh Pirates turned a very rare 5-3-7 double play.
Oh, yeah.
So third to first and then to second with the left fielder covering second base.
Wow.
How about that? I don't know if they had some goofy shift on or what, but the left fielder was covering second base.
Heads up by the left fielder.
So it's very possible that maybe they brought the left fielder in for an extra fielder, infielder. 1912, 5-3-7. That's a 5-3-7 double play right there.
If you're scoring at home.
Twin killing.
Yeah.
1920, how about another great name from the Old West? 1922, Annie Oakley.
Oh, yeah.
Annie, get your gun. She shot 100 clay targets in a row.
That's impressive.
She set the all-time women's record. I don't know if it's been broken.
Hey, I don't... It
would have been tough.
There was an episode of Andy Griffith where a gal he was dating shot 25 in a row.
That's only one quarter of the way there.
Yeah, so I don't know.
And
I'm not sure that was... That may have been staged for television,
and
too.
That might not have been sanctioned.
Right.
Probably wasn't sanctioned.
I don't know if Wally Carbo or Stanley Blackburn had a hand in that.
In 35 on radio.
The makers of Johnson's Wax present another broadside of brilliant ballads and bright banter with Rico Marcelli's orchestra, the Bennett Sisters, the Three Kings, the Johnson Wax Set, Lynn Martin, and Marion and Jim as your imaginative impresarios of imposing impossibilities, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Wow.
Fibber McGee and Molly, real audio from 1935. They premiered on radio this date.
That's good stuff.
They were an anchor of network radio. Back in the 30s, and they were they were married. They were a married couple. Mm-hmm. Fibber McGee and Molly, not their real names, but that was in 35 and 62.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York on this, the first broadcast of network television's first daily half-hour news program.
Walter Cronkite succeeded Douglas Edwards as anchorman of the CBS Evening News this day, 1962. He would...
He'd carry on for quite a while.
He would. 18 years as anchor.
We had him on.
Handed off to Dan Rather.
We had him on all the time in our house.
And did you trust him? Because he was the most trusted man in America. Did you trust him in your household?
I think we did. If he, if he reported on it, we took it as factual.
Or did your dad ever, that Walter Cronkite,
No.
No? Okay.
It was mostly my mom home. Dad was still at the barber shop.
Did he ever cut the hair of Walter Cronkite when he was in town?
He might have. Nobody did a flat top better than my dad.
1962 is when that happened. 2007, let's fast forward all the way ahead. This is the date that the worst shooting on a college campus took place at Virginia Tech. Blacksburg, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
32 people were killed.
Oh, terrible.
The gunman then turned the gun on himself. The gunman later identified as 23-year-old Cho Sung Hui. That was this day, 2007. And we've had way too many of those, and there was one of them.
Hard to believe that's 11 years
2007.
Ago.
And then 2013, remembering one of the great sports voices today.
The Minnesota Vikings on Thanksgiving Day, and a happy Thanksgiving Day to all of you. From all of us, visit the Dallas Cowboys. We're live at Texas Stadium on a rather cool, overcast day, but nevertheless a good day to play.
That was the 87 Thanksgiving game. Pat Summerall, John Madden. They probably handed off a turkey leg. I think they did that then. But that's when Darren Nelson ran it from like 20 or 25 yards in overtime to win the game.
Yep.
In a walk-off fashion. For Pat Summerall, who...
He was good.
He played football.
Yes, he did.
He was a kicker, played some on defense, but I remember best as a kicker.
Kicker.
Yeah, he was good at NFL play-by-play. He just let the game call itself, kind of. And that's, he kind of stepped back. And he also was very good at golf. You heard him call golf a lot.
Yes,
he was one
did.
Of CBS's top golf guys.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Summerall dying at the age of 82. He probably wouldn't have been around... that long had he not got his drinking under control, because he did have an issue
and he had
to have an intervention and things with him.
Remember him with Tom Brookshire?
Yeah, well, that was kind of the initial pairing when he first started doing it, and they were really colorful. Very colorful. They would do little skits and things.
Yeah, they were
good.
They
would open up the game, and he'd be dressed like as a Redskin, or Brookie would be at the at a camera or something.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
All right, let's move on to birthdays now today. He used to be our Pope. He no longer is.
He's not our Pope no more?
Pope Benedict the 16th is 19.
91.
Kind of like Bat Masterson. He just stepped away.
That was Gene Barry, by the way, who played Batman.
Oh, the great Gene Barry.
Sure.
So Pope Benedict, 91.
She wore blue velvet.
I don't know if Pope Benedict ever wore blue velvet, but she wore blue velvet, according to Bobby Vinton.
It looked very good in it.
He was dreamy.
Yes, he was.
Roses are red, violets are blue. That's another great one by Bobby Vinton. Countless hits. The man had a lot of hits. Bobby Vinton is 83.
Listen, kid. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
I think we had Clearance Clarence, if I'm not mistaken.
That's too good.
That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Durant, Walton, and Lanier. Lanier was a load, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, they all were just huge. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, there
that
he is from
awesome.
Airplane
that
as the
awesome.
Co-pilot. And I don't know if he's seen a grown man naked. Peter Graves, I'm sure at one point asked him that, because right. he apparently asked everybody that came.
Yeah,
maybe he had to be of a certain age.
Right.
But Lou Alcindor, Kareem, 71 today. Also another sports figure.
Well, you think having a 37-year-old?
We're on to Cincinnati. It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future. It's right now we're preparing for Cincinnati.
Okay. Do you feel like the talent you have here is good?
We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
They're getting ready for Cincinnati. I think he made that perfectly clear.
Yes, he did. He didn't want to talk about anything else.
Some people call him Belichick.
Yeah.
But it's Bill Belichick. He's the coach of the New England Patriots. Did you see the 30 for 30, the two Bills, him and Bill Parcells?
No, I didn't. I bet that was good.
It's like the origin story of Bill Belichick and how he came through. You know, he was almost a coach here with the Vikings.
Really?
He came here.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, 1984, and he came here and he interviewed. It sounded like he didn't like Les Stekeler, didn't like what was going on here. He didn't like the culture. That was 84 when Steckel had become coach.
Right.
And he came over to be linebacker's coach or defensive back's coach. And pretty much in this two Bills, Star Tribune ran a story basically saying Bill Belichick's going to be the new Vikings defensive back's coach or linebacker's coach. It wasn't defensive coordinator. It was something below that. And then he went back to wherever he was, back to New York, because he'd been with the Giants with Bill Parcells. And he said, no, I'm staying. He changed his mind. But he was almost here.
That might have changed
a lot of things. Yeah. So Bill Belichick, 66.
Where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and bodies.
Kind of a different approach here to singing.
Yeah.
Guy by the name of Peter Garrett.
The time has come.
Kind of the puker of singing.
The scythe has passed.
Kind of like Katharine Hepburn singing.
It is a little bit.
That's the group is Midnight Oil. They were kind of a one-hit wonder in the 80s. That's Beds Are Burning, and the guy who sang that song, Peter Garrett, is 65. He's a little different than this guy.
Since my baby left me, I found a new place to rest. It's down on the corner of Lola Street.
Is that Elvis?
No. I'm kind of glad that the Osmond mom and Osmond dad quit having kids, because it seemed like they were starting to lose the talent.
Yeah.
The last one there, Jimmy, he was kind of young there, though, so we'll give him a break. But he's 55, Jimmy Osmond, the youngest of the Osmonds. He came out, he was in the full jumpsuit. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
He was the last of the Osmonds.
The
they finally decided to call it quits.
Yeah.
Mom had done enough. Jimmy Osmond is 55, or maybe somebody just said, hey, you got to stop having kids.
Right.
Although they were Mormon.
Yeah, there was no stopping them.
Yeah, they were, weren't they?
I think they were from Utah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yep.
So, not that it matters, I guess. Yeah. So, Jimmy Osmond, 55. John Cryer.
What kind of hospital is this? Where the hell are the doctors? That's my brother in there. If he dies, I'm homeless.
He was a great brother to Charlie Sheen on 2 and a Half Men.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty
he
funny.
He was Alan Harper. And of course, you can't forget him as Ducky in Pretty in Pink. John Cryer, 53.
Oh, fudge.
Although I didn't say fudge. Peter Billingsley, Ralphie from A Christmas Story, movie you have yet to see. You're going to have to put that on your must-see list here.
Yeah.
The leg lamp and the whole thing.
Yep.
Peter Billingsley, who played Ralphie, didn't do much other than that. He's appeared in some commercials. Every now and then he'll show up. Peter Billingsley is 46. R&B star Akon, 45. If you like your songs auto-tuned, I think he kind of made that a regular part of his songs. Akon is 45. And our rapper of the day is Chance the Rapper. He's kind of like Cedric the Entertainer, Bozo the Clown,
right?
Chance the Rapper. Mm-hmm. He had to tell us what he does.
Sure.
Grammy Award-winning hip-hop star Chance the Rapper is 25.
Pretty good. All right, let's get on to the gone but not forgotten category. We start with one of the One of the pioneers of flight, aviator Wilbur Wright, who along with his brother Orville became the first men to fly, of course, in an airplane. Born on this day, 1867.
I think Wilbur claimed to be the smart one.
Yeah, did he? Okay. He might have been. The Little Tramp, Charlie Chaplin, was born on this day, 1889. One of the great early actors in the silent movies, of course. Once it went to talking, he was done. He didn't have a very good voice.
Yeah, so how good of an actor was he? Or was he or was he really good? Did you have to be better to be able to act without a spoken word?
Did a lot of his own stunts. Pretty good. Charlie Chaplin, born on this day, 1889. Actor Barry Nelson from The Shining. He was also an airport. Born on this day, 1917.
Bit of trivia about him. He was actually the first one to ever portray James Bond on film or in TV, on some kind of a TV program here in the States.
I did not know that. Look at what we found out today. How about Sir Peter Ustinov? He won Oscars for his roles in Spartacus with Kirk Douglas, amongst others, 1921. The great Henry Mancini.
If you wanted a theme done, you would, back in the day, you would bring in Henry Mancini.
Especially if it was for, not James Bond per se, but the next closest thing. Inspector Clouseau.
Peter Gunn.
That's Henry Mancini, Academy Award-winning composer. Henry Don't Call Me Hank Mancini, born on this day, 1924. Actress Edie Adams. She was known as Miss U.S. Television in 1950, was on a lot of early TV programs, including the Ernie Kovacs Show. Here's Edie and some others. She was born on this day, 1927. Jazz musician Herbie Mann was born on this day, 1930. And Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singer, remember Dusty Springfield? Lots of hits for Dusty Springfield, the Sultry, born on this day, 1939. Remember Jerry Rafferty?
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
There he is,
yeah,
the Steeler's
he did,
wheel.
Baker Street, right down the line. Was he with the Moody Blues at one point? Maybe not. I'm thinking of somebody else.
No, Steeler's Wheel.
Steeler's Wheel
stuck in the middle with you.
I'm thinking of somebody else. 1947 for Jerry Rafferty and Tejano singer Selena. Remember her? She was the one who was shot by the president of her fan club. Right? There's something went haywire there. When you're the president of the fan club, I thought you supported the artist.
They didn't properly vet him. When she became president of the fan club,
evidently.
They didn't vet properly.
Selena, lovely and talented, 1971. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And that's it, your Monday Almanac here on Bob FM Morning Show. We'll be back to wrap it up after Alan Jackson.
I call my doctor on the telephone.